Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
And Rob Deering.
That's it. We're off.
Okay, let's go. Well, it's going to be a very slow run.
Oh, good. Well, that's good. That's right. Well, first of all, listeners, you're hearing the voice of Charlotte Hill running with me this morning in lieu of Paul Tonkinson.
Hello.
Great to thank you for stepping in.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
And we were just saying this is a very exciting moment because we're talking about things that kind of relate to our great city of London. And we've started with a meeting across the divide because I've come down from North London to South London.
The glories of South London, although I have to say I'm a Spurs fan. So, the North-South divide is not quite complete with me, although I've always been a South Londoner.
I could have really messed it. We could have made it really tasty by meeting at White Hart Lane.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know what's going on up there now. Have they moved grounds or something? We've got vague knowledge of not enough. Anyway, so where are we going to run today?
Well, we've just left, we're in Nunhead, just left my house, and we're going to run up to Nunhead Cemetery.
Very
which,
nice.
Which, I don't know if you know it, is one of the great cemeteries. It's like Highgate Cemetery.
Oh, great.
There were the four corners of London that had the great cemeteries.
Ah.
This was the one in South East. So, it sounds a bit gloomy going to cemetery, but it's actually a really glorious place.
Yeah, good. Well, I'm looking forward to it.
It's a bit hilly, so when it gets hilly, we'll start walking.
Yeah, well...
Because I am not a runner, as you will discover.
Well, you're running now. And I noticed you've qualified your running. What is your running status?
So, I am... a chief exec of a charity who believes that you shouldn't ask someone to do something you wouldn't do yourself.
Right.
So we are the, as the charity partner of the Big Half, I was like, oh, there's no way I can run a half marathon.
Yep.
But I think I can manage a relay. So you can do it in four parts.
Brilliant.
So there's a team of us, I'm going to go across here. There's a team of us from the Felix Project.
The Felix Project, that's the charity I was going to say.
Who are doing the relay.
Yeah.
But before that, I was one of these people who'd never run before. And then in lockdown, I can't remember which lockdown, they all blur into each other.
Yeah.
I had very small children, so they're all a bit of a like, oh.
Yeah.
So in lockdown.
Oh my goodness, yes, of course, I've just met
Alfie's
your children,
too,
but
yeah,
I've just realised what your last couple of years must have been like.
Yeah, a bit bonkers.
Different to mine.
So I was starting to go a bit mad during lockdown. Yeah. And so I was one of the many people who took to running.
Yep.
But I haven't really run much since then. So I did a 10K kind of sponsored thing in lockdown, which was amazing and honestly was my sanity.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've not run much since then. So.
See that? You did the classic thing that people say, though, that, oh, I'm not a runner. And, you know, you've done a 10K.
Yeah, but I haven't run much since.
Yeah, well.
So anyway, I wanted an excuse to get back to running.
Yeah.
So,
and like you first said, it's a nice feeling to say, you're putting your money where your mouth is. You know, if you're going to ask other people to run and partner up with a running event, then
and
you can
also
step up.
Things are so blooming desperate at the moment for the people we're trying to feed through our charity. That I was like, God, anything I can do to raise a bit of extra cash.
Yeah. We're slightly going uphill, I've noticed.
We are going uphill, which is why I'm going very slowly.
I was just going to say, you're saying you're allowed to, you know, me and Paul recently took our first foray into the world of ultra running.
Oh, God, what did you do?
We did the Race to the Stones, which
God,
is
horrendous.
100k in 2 days.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. So I won't go on about it because, A, it's going to give you the fear.
Yeah.
And, B, our listeners have heard quite enough.
Yeah.
But, oh, that's nice. I'm going to get a picture of that. So, yeah, people always say walk the hills. That's the thing. Yes. Yeah, let's stop. Let's walk here while I get a picture of that. This is the Nunhead.
It is. Now, they say Nunhead Station, which is where we are, is the highest station in London. No. Yeah. I've no idea if that's true.
I'm hoping, just etymologically, that it's a kind of... that the thing has been construed over time and that there wasn't actually a long time ago... nun who lost her head.
There was. Yeah, there was.
That's a shame.
No, there was a nun who lost her head.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a pub called the Old Nun's Head.
Yep.
Which is where the nun lost her head.
And was it to do, was it sort of Henry VIII Reformation
stuff?
Yeah,
it was that kind of time.
Right.
Don't test me on my history.
Okay.
But it was, yeah, it was basically exactly that.
If that had happened in The Sound of Music, it'd be a very different kind of film, wouldn't it?
Well, it's made for a very nice pub.
Yeah.
The Old Nun's Head.
Well, she will be pleased.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what she would have wanted.
It's exactly what she wanted. Some people enjoying a nice cold beverage on her, you know, in her honour.
So just as we got to the highest station in London, started coming up the hill, you were talking about what the Phoenix Project does, and
yeah.
I think that's important. So sorry, I steered you away.
No, not at all. Oh, God, I will be easily steered. I'm happy to chat about it. Yeah, so... we are a charity that is serving everybody in London, so all of Greater London. We rescue surplus food from the food industry, and then we sort it in our depots.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got 4 depots, we've got the Felix's Kitchen, and we then distribute it to over 1,000 charities.
Brilliant.
Those might be homeless shelters, women's hostels, food banks, you name it.
So you're a broker, you're a conduit. You go between the food that's being wasted and get it to the people who need the food.
And we did about 30 million meals last year.
Yeah, wow.
So it's on a really significant scale. We're basically a big logistics operation.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was going to say, it raised this question in my mind, which is, I suppose it's all different kinds of food, from prepared food that's good to go to, I don't know, ingredients. And
hugely varied.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's all largely ingredients. And then we have the Felix Kitchen, where we use those ingredients to make meals.
Yeah.
So the people who are further, you know, might not have their own kitchen, might be homeless. Yeah. We make 5,000, well, up to 5,000 meals a day.
Yeah.
So we're going to come
into... I suppose for 5,000 people, not 500 incredibly hungry people.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, let's hope so. I mean, like you say, the logistics on that.
So, yeah, we work through these amazing grassroots community partners.
Yeah.
Who are... you know, the people on the ground may really making a difference. Here is Nunhead Cemetery.
And it is genuinely, it's nice. I think it's really nice that you're partnered with the Big Half, because it's such a London thing. I mean, everyone knows of the London Marathon as a celebration of London. And also, you know, the good and the bad thing about London is that it is a huge and disparate place.
Yeah, absolutely.
So things that kind of remind us that we're all, that it's all one overall, you know, and that's the Felix Project sounds
exactly
that, you know, it draws everything together.
So this is an old chapel. I might pause here and then we can go that way, but this is Nunhead Chapel here,
yeah,
which is a beautiful old place.
I'm going to zoom in. Good excuse. Don't worry,
we'll get
while I do my photography.
We'll get round there.
Yeah, we're going to come past it. Okay.
I think let's...
You choose, I can. What Charlotte's
let's
doing
go this
right
way.
Now is picking the least the least gradient.
Oh, God. The problem with this is it's a beautiful place to run, but it's quite hilly.
Yeah. Well, you were saying about the big cemeteries around town. There's Highgate, as you say, and there's here. I'm near a very big cemetery, a famous cemetery on... I'm trying to remember what it's called. Abney Park Cemetery.
Yeah.
Which is... I wonder if that's on the list, because it's absolutely enormous, but it's a London thing. It's absolutely enormous, but it was only in use for a very short time.
Yeah.
Because when, with the population explosion of the latter half of the 19th century, it just went like that.
Yeah.
But the people who started the Salvation Army are very much based
Oh, really?
Around my way, and they're interred in there.
So
and,
you'll see.
I think it's probably quite nice now, but I haven't been there much because when we first lived in the area, you know, a good many years ago, took my mum and dad there for a walk, only to realise that we were pretty much the only completely societally integrated people in the cemetery. Oh. Everyone else is there to indulge in activities that people generally frown upon.
I want to know how that day worked out.
It wasn't great. It wasn't the. It didn't. It put it this way. It didn't really sell me and my then girlfriend, now wife's new home to my mum and dad as
a
great place to live. They were like the mum in Barefoot in the Park with Jane Fonda and Robert Redford. But anyway, well, I've got distracted by the whole cemetery thing. But this is absolutely fantastic.
Oh, it's lovely.
So
it's a beautiful place.
You're doing. Just coming back to your training. So you've, when was the 10K? How long ago was that?
Oh God, 2 years ago.
Right, right. And what was it and how was it?
You know what, it was really fun.
Yeah.
So my brother and sister, my brother has got cystic fibrosis.
Right.
Very sadly, my sister died of cystic fibrosis.
Gosh, so sorry.
A very good friend of mine's daughter has CF now. So she wanted to do some fundraising for CF and I was like,
yeah,
can't not get stuck in.
No, of course.
So I did, yeah, fundraising for CF. It's for that 10K.
Yeah.
Which was brilliant. There were about, I think about 40 of us who did it.
Mm-hmm.
And because it was during social distancing.
Yeah.
We all did it remotely, obviously.
Oh, I see.
So we didn't do it together.
No.
We all did it at the same time in different places, but all did it for Lucy, her daughter.
So. Yeah, lovely. And it's great that you had that crew because I found, as someone who's done a lot of that kind of thing, I found the socially distanced do it on your own running
yeah.
events pretty tough.
Yeah.
Because at least you knew those 40 people were out there.
Yeah. Well, what was annoying was obviously Dave and I both did it.
Yeah.
But he and I could never train together.
Right.
Because one of us had to be at home with the children.
Yeah, of course.
So it was one of those things that was like, right, who's going to run today?
Oh, it's a shame. And so where did you run it?
I ran it all round. So round here, round Peckham Rye,
yeah.
round Dulwich Park. So I did the three parks. Which was lovely.
I'm just really aware that you're saying these sort of South London places.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, oh yeah, oh yeah. No idea.
No idea what you're talking about.
Come here quite a lot for work, but generally it's dark. And
yeah.
I'm upstairs in a pub.
Yeah, very different. Oh God, it's glorious around here.
Yeah.
I say this as a, you know, diehard South East Londoner, but
yeah, yeah.
Nunhead is a lovely place.
Well, we can really, you know, listeners know that me and Paul have constantly moving through North London's gorgeous green spaces.
Yeah.
But the basic difference between North London and South East London, well, all South London, I suppose, is that North London is all kind of crammed together.
Yeah.
And South London's spacious.
Oh, it really is.
Opens up into big surprise spaces that, I certainly don't know about.
Well, it does. Yeah, it's great.
I mean, just the fact that we've run into this cemetery, which is the gate on a road to me, and we kind of set off in one direction and carried on running, i.e. this is quite a big place.
Oh, it's huge. We literally, we've done maybe a little corner of, it's a huge old cemetery.
Yeah, yeah.
And as you'll see when I start walking, there's a massive hill over one side.
Great, well, we'll walk up it. So that was, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Haven't done much running since, but you've got this big half. How far? It's, I'm trying to think what the date is. We're about 2.5 weeks out.
Yeah, about 2.5 weeks out.
And
I can run 5K. I just can't run it very well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm leg one, so I'm like, I don't want to let the rest of the team down by being the really slow person.
Well, genuinely, I did it last year. And I'm genuinely excited about doing it this year. It's a lovely event. And also, I think it breaks down very nicely into four quarters. I'm not just saying that.
Yeah.
And again, people who heard me talking about it last year say that. I mean, I ran it. Do you go to parkrun?
Yeah, well, again, annoyingly, Dave does it more than me.
Right.
We kind of can't both do it because one of us is with the kids.
Yes, of course.
So it's one or the other, and he generally is the... Now, what do we want to do? We can either do a slightly flatter route or go up the hill.
Let's go up the hill.
Okay.
You've talked enough about it. Yes. Let's find out what it's all about. Plus, there's a magpie in that direction, morning magpie, which is not a good thing unless there's another one, but that's... What can you do? Now, I just found that the big half felt... I could feel the legs. I thought of it like four parkruns back to back.
Yeah.
And that combined with the excitement of the beginning of it.
Yeah.
I mean, I did set off at quite a lick, but I think that whatever your natural pace is, it's exciting, you know. And I think it's slightly downhill at the start.
Oh God, thanks. That's actually lovely.
Yeah. So I think you'll, if you're anything like me, you'll rock it off. You think this is great. I'm doing great, and then you do like 3K, and then you'll go, oh my goodness, and then you hang on, and you'll get to.
But it will feel easy after this because I've never run and talked at the same time before.
it's easier than you expect it to be, isn't it?
Yeah, that first bit I was like, oh, actually, I can talk.
Yeah, well, my theory on that is that we're evolved to be able to do it.
Yeah.
Because I don't find you can do anything else. If you kind of laugh or sing, things get difficult straight away. But talking, we've got the rhythm down. I mean, listeners still have to listen to us puffing. But of course, if we weren't puffing, they wouldn't believe we were running. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I'm looking forward to it. Dave, my husband's doing the full half.
Yeah.
So he's like a much, longer runner than me. But
right.
I'm loving it as well because the people from my team I'm doing it with, there's like the guy who's a finance assistant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The guy who runs one of our depots.
Yeah, yeah.
The woman who runs our central London operation. So
it's just nice that you're a team that are a Felix team rather than a running team.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And are they all as keen as you, or are some people going? Oh,
so we're a real mixture. I was so depressed when
not be well enough to do it. I'm just going to get us coming up the hill.
Get a picture. Hello.
There we are.
I was saying to them, I was quite depressed when I put one of their details in. They were born in 1997. And I was like, how is it possible you're born in 1997? That's like the year I left school. So we've got a mixture of, from like youngsters in my mind, up to one of my colleagues doing it with us is 50. So it's a nice spread.
Yeah, very good. And what year were you born, if you don't mind
I was born in 79.
Okay, so great. Well,
I always get confused how old I am.
It makes me happy that you were born in the 70s, but on the other hand, only just.
I quite like it too. Yeah, Dave's an 80s child, but I was like, no, I'm proudly a 70s baby.
Yeah, quite right. And also, born in 79, you're a 70s baby, but we're not talking flares and hippies.
When were you
we're
born?
Talking punk and, the young ones. Well, Thatcher. Anyway, I'm 72.
Yeah.
So I'm not 50, but I will be very soon.
That's lovely. You're going to do something massive.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what I'm going to do for a party. I keep talking about it, and it's getting closer and closer.
Yeah.
And I haven't made a plan.
Oh, you've got to make a plan.
I know. All I've done is I've taken the night off work.
Yeah.
On the Saturday, my birthday's on a Monday. That's it. I've got
the
night
off. Something.
And I'm going to New York to do the New York Marathon again. And that's a few weeks before, but that's quite a big deal, obviously.
Yeah.
But I haven't got any flights for that. Don't know if anyone's going with me. I've got a bit of a block on this, Charlotte.
Yeah.
And maybe I feel very good about.
Let's try this way. I never run this way.
Oh, we're zigged.
Yeah, we're zigging.
Going into the woods. Into the woods.
Oh, yeah, just I was thinking I'd never run this way. Let's give it a try.
Yeah, very good. So.
God, well, happy nearly birthday.
Yeah, thanks. When's your birthday?
March, so.
Nice, you've. Oh, what are you doing?
Yeah, I've had it.
and there isn't a zero on the end of yours either.
No.
Now look, this isn't very showbiz. I think I may or may not have just thrown my cash card on the ground.
Oh, go and check.
Yeah, I better have a little
That's
look.
A, you know.
It's important.
It would be very annoying if you
I
had.
Think it's important.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Do you think you have? Do you want us to retrace our steps?
Well, I got the camera out just then. I mean, I would have done it at another time. It does feel a little bit like it might be a slight distraction to our conversation.
That's all right. Do you want... Well, you definitely haven't got it in your pocket.
Yeah, I don't believe I have. That's bad, isn't it? Equally, it's not. It's going to be...
We can run back the way we've just run.
Yeah, good.
Let's
keep talking as well.
Yeah.
You keep talking and I'll ignore you whilst looking closely at the ground.
Okay, I'll tell you a bit more about the Felix Project.
Yeah, do.
So basically, at this year, as you can imagine, with the cost of living crisis... There it is!
Woohoo!
We found the card. I see it was well worth running back.
It really was. I'm
that
so sorry.
That would have been really annoying for you, though.
I'm going to use this bit in the back of the phone, which I'll never get them out of, but then it won't get lost, and that's important. I do apologise.
Oh, don't! You know.
And now it's raining.
What happens on a run?
Now
it's raining.
One
lovely.
On the magpie. Huge raindrops pattering on the leaves.
No, it's lovely though.
Lovely.
I love a bit of summer rain.
Yeah.
So this year, we are, as you can imagine, facing with the cost of living crisis, war in Ukraine.
Yeah.
All of the impacts, all of the different things are impacting on food supply.
Yeah.
You know, the fact we're having a drought this summer, which means that it's going to be impacting on autumn harvest. All of the inflation. It's like a perfect storm of what's happening in the food industry versus the fact that the demand is going through the roof of people who just can't afford to put food on their tables, heat their houses. And alongside that, we run these massive four depots. We've got a fleet of 42 vehicles, big vans that deliver our food.
Yeah.
That all needs electricity and fuel. So our own costs are going through the roof.
Of course, I hadn't thought of that part of it.
And, you know, at the same time, our demand is going through the roof and the food supply chain is so a mess. So one of the reasons we're so happy to be partnering with the Big Half is we need Londoners to get behind us so we can feed people. So anyone listening, check out the Felix Project because we rely on volunteers. So we have about 4,000 people who volunteer in our depots. So if you want to come
and help
feed London... A friend
of mine, comedian Eleanor Tiernan, is volunteers for... A charity that deliver food, hot food on bikes.
Oh, amazing.
So I reckon there's probably a connection there.
Yeah.
Probably one of your partner chat.
Oh, look. I'm sure they are.
And that's it. We got to the beginning and here's the chapter.
So we've done two quarters, basically, there. We've done a little figure of eight.
We've been all the way around.
Yeah.
We've done the whole thing. I won't hear different.
So I reckon if we just loop around this way...
Very good. Would you want to know how far we've got?
Yeah, go on. It'll depress me because I'll think, oh, we must have done.
Yeah. Well, you were saying, oh, we'll see. But I've been told you have to do 5K today. Oh, wait. I was thinking, oh, no, we've only done 1.5, but that's miles.
Oh, good. That makes me feel a bit bad. Yeah, I don't know what that is in K.
Well, it's more than half.
And we've
done 1.59. Then we're about halfway through your run because you want to do 3.1.
Perfect.
That's how long 5K is in miles. And that's a real runner thing I've started doing. It's a very bad habit, really, but just shifting between miles and K all the time.
You?
Just kind of whichever sounds better.
Yeah. I know, I'm a K all the way.
Great. Well, it's good you get more.
Exactly.
Get more for your buck.
Feel better about it.
Yeah.
Oh, this is good. I feel pleased or... You know, I wouldn't have probably gone out running this morning. So.
Well, you say, so you don't have you... I suppose it's the lockdown thing, most of all, and parenting means you haven't... So have you ever run chat with anyone ever?
No.
No.
Literally never.
Well, and when you run on your own, do you have headphones?
I do. I listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
Yours now.
Great. Well, we can recommend ourselves.
Yeah.
Particularly when things go wrong. I mean, that thing is a long time ago now, but me losing my cash card back there is like the legendary episode where I lost Paul's phone.
Oh, no.
And then, during the record, we found it. Or rather, the person who found it, we got in touch with them. We went to their house and got it back.
Oh, happy ending.
Absolutely epic.
Did you run the whole time?
Running the whole time. Talking the whole time, even as our relationship became very tense.
Yeah, crumbled before your eyes.
But I think that's the other thing about running and talking, and I obviously done quite a lot of it now, but I never used to. Always listened to, didn't even listen to podcasts, always listened to music. And I think running with someone is, the K's, to use your
I reckon let's do part. This. Now you've made me think, right, we've got to do 5K.
Got to go around again.
We'll do a little loop and then head home.
Very good. And it's a distraction. You really hoover up the distance when you're chatting, because again, you tap into this, the fact that your body can look after the running.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It just ticks over.
Wow, you've converted me.
Well, now you're just going to have to just leave the kids behind.
Yeah. Just say, sorry, Dave. You're on your own, kids. Dave, I know you want to run a lot faster than this, but you're going at this pace.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the other thing, you settle in. So what do you reckon you'll be wanting to... Are you thinking about time? You're just going to get your 5K done.
I'm always happy if I can do sub 30.
Yeah. Very good. That's a good aim.
You know, I don't know if that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
We'll see. I just want to do it.
Yeah.
Basically, just want to run the whole thing.
And what do you? And how does the handover go? Is it exciting?
Well,
will there be a baton?
We talked about this. So Georgie, I'm handing over to you. She and I were talking about it, how we don't have that embarrassing, you know, GB relay moment.
Yes.
Fumbling the back. I'm pretty sure there's quite a big handover area. So
yes. Yeah, I think they're probably set up for that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Hey, here's something I can tell you about the first leg.
Oh, yeah.
The big half. It goes through a long tunnel.
Really?
Did you know this?
I did not.
It drops down, I think it's by Tilbury Docks. You drop down on quite a big road.
Yeah.
And it goes into a tunnel. I don't think it's under the Thames. It's under where the northern inflow to the Thames is, like just north of the Isle of Dogs and Canary Wharf and stuff. And you go into a tunnel and you're in there for ages. And it's quite exciting. It's full of runners. And the sound of them chatting and their footsteps and everything.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Sounds amazing.
It's odd. It's like something out of a sci-fi film.
Yeah.
And then after that, I suppose you'll be trying to use public transport to get to the end before your friends get to the end.
I will. And also, we've got I can't remember how many, a lot of people running for Felix.
Yeah.
So, I want to get to the end so I can cheer everyone in.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice. That's another thing about running, isn't it? Me and Paul were talking in the last episode about how it makes it much easier to run any kind of event or do any kind of training when you've got a reason.
Yeah, really.
Why. And I think that charity is perfect for that because... You know, it just makes it worthwhile. It's not just that, obviously, it's worthwhile, and there's loads of technical aspects to that, like raising funds, raising awareness. But in real terms, it also, it's about your, like you were talking about CF, your personal relationship with it. It's healthy. I think it's alchemy. You turn something that can be quite difficult and traumatic into something positive.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you do that by doing something physical.
You do. It is. I'm a complete convert.
Yeah.
Having not done it for a while. But this has been a good, very good excuse to get back into doing it again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But also, you know, once again, you've got small children. It's difficult to
factor
this stuff in.
A pretty full-on job running a charity that's like a very operational organisation. You know,
yeah.
It's a kind of 24/7. Stuff is always happening.
Yeah, and you must be firefighting. I mean, you'd set things up and then things change.
And there's so much uncertainty. Because there's uncertainty in the food supply.
Yep.
Uncertainty in the workforce, because a lot of them are volunteers.
Yeah.
Uncertainty with our 1,000 community partners. So it's an amazing job.
Yeah.
But it keeps you on your toes.
Yeah. Not an easy job.
No.
Yeah.
That between that and a 2- and a 4-year-old... That's why running is actually a really important thing to do.
Yeah, and I suppose also, again, training for something. I mean, we're out in the morning, you know, we're left at 8 o'clock in the morning. You've got to fit it in, you know. That's,
yeah.
That's tough. Well done, you.
Well, I was very...
I wouldn't be here without you, without you wanting to go.
Yeah, sorry, it's an early start for you.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's like that. Someone was saying this online. It's not an early start for me physically. As a parent myself, I'm generally up...
How old are yours?
They're 16, 17.
Yeah. Oh, crikey.
My age is showing in this episode. But but nevertheless, I like to get up and help them get ready for school and everything. And but I'm not naturally a get up in the morning person. I'm good at it because I've done it loads.
Yeah.
But it's still a learned skill.
Yeah.
And what I can't do first thing in the morning is run. So to be here with you, I had to be up hours ago.
Yeah.
Just to let my body catch up. If I get up and out at 6 in the morning or whatever,
yeah,
then I might go 3 steps and think, oh, how wonderful, I'm going to always do this. And then my body goes, oh, please stop.
What are you doing to me?
And then it's even worse. And I start to need a bathroom. But you don't need to hear about that. There we go, coming back down the hill to the station. You can hear the train.
Yeah.
Nunhead.
The Nunhead.
Oh, we're not going to pass the Nun's Head.
Do you want to? We can.
Okay, yeah, I need to see.
Yeah, go on
then. I need pictures.
Cross over, wait for the bike.
Yeah, good. So you've lived here for a while. You've always lived in this area.
I'm a South East Londoner, and we bought here like when Peckham and Nunhead were not in any way desirable places to live.
Yeah, so, good.
I mean, I think we bought here maybe 15 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember, like a while ago. But we've rented here before.
Right.
But we were very lucky. We bought like...
Is that a pub sign for a pub that doesn't exist?
Yeah.
Nice. This is the sign for the Railway Tavern. And I'm looking for it. I'm quite bewildered. I thought, is this the Nun's Head? And it isn't. And then the pub... It's not only closed. It's they've obviously torn it down and built something instead.
I know, but kept the sign.
Yeah. Nice. Very Thomas the Tank Engine, suggesting that there were once oast houses on this spot.
I mean, can you imagine?
Yeah.
Yeah, so actually, this is good. You've slightly added to the run.
Yeah.
We'll go to the Old Nun's Head.
Will it be open? Well, it doesn't matter. We don't need booze at this stage. I was thinking what you need is a target for after the big half.
Yeah, you're probably right.
So that you keep running. I think you need to set up a kind of... that was quite a nice zigzag round the cars. Some kind of taking it turns to go to parkrun situation.
Yeah, probably. I am like my own worst enemy in terms of working too much.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, I bet,
unless I've got a target, I don't run.
No, because...
I'm very goal-oriented.
I should think that your work probably doesn't allow for... If you want to work, there's always going to be work to be done, right?
And I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's that kind of amazing combination of there's lots to do and I really enjoy doing
it. Yeah.
So...
I was going to say I'm the same, but it's not really accurate. I'm the same. Sit about all day, empty and refill the dishwasher and work for about 20 minutes. Great, good times.
Emptying and refilling the dishwasher is such an endless task.
Yes, that's right.
But you're right, maybe I need to have another goal after this.
Yeah.
To make sure I keep running.
Because I think, you know, I'm not trying to be a run evangelist here. I think you're more of a runner than you think you are.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's nice of you.
And I think, honestly, in all seriousness, again, people have heard me say it before, but... So many people. I think I nearly caught a leaf there. It's another one of my... Everyone has heard me saluting magpies, but I also... If you catch a falling leaf, that's very lucky.
Is that your thing? I think we can cross here.
Let's go. So many people don't identify as runners.
Yeah.
And I think our mantra is anyone who runs is a runner.
Morning.
Hiya. Yeah, you're going to have to explain this later on.
Yeah. Her kids go to the same school as mine.
Brilliant. So this is high street, right?
Yeah, but everything's not open. Normally it's a lovely buzzy place. We're a bit early.
Yeah. Well,
lovely, like bakers and greengrocers and butchers. It's a lovely little high street.
Well, talking of school and early mornings, one of my new academic year's resolutions is to try and get out and run... Before school hours.
Oh, God, well done.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I have to do it before I get the well done. But that is my plan. I'm going to try and teach my stupid old body to do it.
Yeah. So, we're just coming into Nunhead Green.
Very nice.
And across the corner is the Old Nun's Head.
And there's little green spaces everywhere.
Yeah.
Around there, aren't there?
I love pyrotechnics arms.
Wow. Okay, pub tour.
Yeah, we've got a lot of good pubs here.
See this... Handwriting, it says, welcome to you. How long has it been called the Pyrotechnist Psalms?
I think forever.
Brilliant. I mean, as a job title, how long has it existed? At least since Pink Floyd.
It's a nice pub. Yeah, there's the Old Man of Kent, that corner there.
Excellent.
It's another pub.
How far are we from Kent? I know I came down the old Kent Road.
Not far.
Yeah?
Yeah, not too bad. Well, I say that, I don't know. I've actually no idea, but we're the right side of London.
I'm glad that you don't know. Yeah. I felt that I ought to. I didn't.
So this little oasis in the corner here.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Wait till we get round, because you can see the great artwork on the front of the old nun's head.
Nice. It's got this Tudor writing on it as well. And there is the old nun's head. Nice, next to the Green Community Centre. I'll get it with a tree and everything. I think also you were hoping to stop, and actually I think I've made you stop more than you needed to on this run. And what does it say under here?
Yeah, go on. It tells you about the nun.
Rebuilt in 1934 on the side of a much older tavern, the old house faced a triangular green set of rural surroundings enjoying enormous popularity by reason of extensive tea gardens. A nunnery on this site was suppressed during the Reformation. Guessed it!
Yes!
The Mother Superiors received Henry VIII's expulsion order and put up such stout resistance that... there's a Mother Superiors, there's a misprint.
Oh, there is, I agree.
Yeah, she was murdered and her head exhibited on a pike staff on the green.
I know. Here anymore.
That's a shame. And her resistance enabled the sister to escape from an underground passage.
I know, it's
That's
exciting.
That's exciting!
To Meeting House Lane in Peckham, which is just down there.
Over there. Wow, that is a genuinely happy ending.
I love
to
that.
A really
hospitality,
dark story.
Good times, and fine fare have featured here since 1745.
Nice.
There you go. So that's you've now seen the old nun's head.
Wow. I didn't. I mean, I had no idea. I wanted to come here and talk to you about the Felix Project, London in general, running, and the big half. But you know what? I hadn't realised we were going to talk about.
Yeah.
Nunhead.
The joys of Nunhead.
Yeah. And here's the Salvation Army.
Yeah.
The connection with the booths of Stoke Newington.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, this is lovely. They do tons of community stuff in there.
I'm going to have to get a picture. So many pictures. Never get them all in.
This is like a photo tour of Nunhead.
It really is. It's a fantastic place. I'll tell you what, though. Make a nice house.
Yeah. These old almshouses are lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, oh God, London's awesome, isn't it?
And nice to see almshouses and think that you're giving something back to the community in a similar way, you know, it's important.
Yeah, it is. There's an amazing youth club here we haven't run past that I volunteer at called Westminster House Youth Club. Yeah. Can't do a tour of Nunhead without mentioning it.
Very good.
It's 125 years old.
Wow.
One of the oldest youth clubs in the country and is totally awesome.
Yeah.
Supports young people from deprived communities across Nunhead and Peckham. And literally is amazing.
Yeah.
We also deliver Felix food to them and they feed the local families with it. Yeah, it's amazing.
I mean, a good youth club, a good youth hub is a life changer, isn't it? It's a
game changer. Yeah, and it's a really like key part of the community here.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And has been forever. What a whole bunch of history. You know,
yeah.
I never thought of South London as a real place before.
Have you?
You know, the funny thing is, getting up early and waiting for a bus heading towards London Bridge from my house.
Yeah.
It had quite a frisson of the London Marathon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, because, you know, that's the first time I ever sat at that bus stop before.
Oh, really?
8 in the morning wearing running clothes, wouldn't it, because of that. So, that'll be what you do next year, London.
Oh, God. Bit of a step up from 5K.
Yeah, that's true. But the relay thing is great, isn't it? Because you do, you get to be part of the event in a way that could fit in with training in a manageable way.
Exactly. I feel like I'm doing my bit.
You are. And coming full circle to what you're saying, it's very nice when people are running for the charity to be part of that movement.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got some amazing people doing it for us, from loads of our corporate partners and some from our local community organisations, from like a local basketball team we support.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, lovely. Really nice community event.
It is a South East London thing as well, because of course the big half covers a lot of the most exciting bits of the famous for the London Marathon. But it's that bit of it, isn't it? It's Greenwich and Wapping and Tower Bridge and just the gateway to this whole part of the city. And
we're going to go right here.
It's excellent on the ground. Hard right. You know, sometimes when I take a sharp turn, I can end up losing my bank card.
No, you don't say.
Yeah, it's been known. Sorry about that.
Well, we're approaching my house. We've got a couple more turns.
Yeah, we're going to make it.
Surely I must have nearly done 5K.
No, do you want to know now or do you want to say?
No, tell me at the end.
All right. You realise, though, that if you haven't done 5K, particularly if you've done like 4.95,
you want to do a little
want to run up the
run
road
around the loop
to make up the numbers, although that way madness lies. I'm pleased. It did seem like it might really come down rain-wise, didn't it?
Yeah.
There was a few heavy drops when we were under the trees of the cemetery. And, of course, well, have you seen serious rain here this week?
Yeah, I mean, I've been out of work, so in other bits of London I've been in, we have.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we have not, like, I think it's flooded in some places. So.
Yeah, where I live, we had incredible rain and flash floods. It was really like coming down monsoon conditions.
Yeah.
It didn't really stop for a long time for a storm. It was thundering for about, you know, for about straight 3/4 of an hour, and it eased off, and then it came down really heavily again. And yeah, we were starting to worry about needing some sandbags in my street.
Oh, God.
And down the, and there was a video from the bottom of Stamford Hill.
Yeah.
It looked like a river. It was just sort of 2 feet deep all down the road.
Right, do you reckon we've done 5K?
Well, I'm going to tell you right now how far we've gone. I'm sure. Look at that, 3.1 miles.
Is that 5K?
That's 5K.
Bingo!
Yeah, I can test. No, you take
no,
my word
I take
for
your word for
5K
it.
Right on the money. Well done.
Thank you very much.
And thank you so much.
Oh, do you know what? I really enjoyed it. And I'll see you at the Big Half.
Yeah, we'll do that. And is there anything people can do, listeners can do for
yes.
the Felix Project?
First of all, go on our website. There are loads of different ways you can volunteer. You can do stuff in depots. You can go out and be a driver. Loads of stuff. Or you can do a sponsored event for us like this. Or you can get involved with your company, get your company involved. Or if you work in the food industry, figure out a way to get food to us.
Brilliant.
And so loads of ways, get involved.
And I want to add that if you don't live in London, then just remember, you know, it's nice here. We're good people. It's a nice reminder that there's good stuff going on.
Quite right. Oh, it's a great city.
Yeah, people can be funny about London. So I hope this has reminded you what a excellent place it is. I'm going to get a final photo of us here in the sunshine. Well run. You're ready. It was perfect.
You've
was
made
really
me a convert. To running with someone.
Yeah, it works a treat.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.